This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jerry Jones joining us on Sean and RJ, brought to you by Ford right now. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good to be on.
Thank you. Jerry, you're always very charitable with your time, never shy about talking to the media, but you didn't on Sunday after the game. What was the reason for that?
Yeah, I really didn't want to get into any conversation about Gregory. I had made my mind up really before the game that I wouldn't visit because I knew his situation would come up. Had nothing to do with, as far as I'm concerned, had nothing to do with visiting with the media regarding the loss. It's I've done that a skillion times, as you know. So really, I just didn't want to get into the Gregory thing.
Is there any update or anything you can tell us about Gregory this morning?
Just think that he'll be, absent any issues with his health, he'll be planning for him to be on the field and have no reason to think that he won't. Don't know where any of this media gets their way of expressing a concern other than the fact that he's his status in the NFL is one that requires him to really be succinct in how he handles his business, which is unlike, 95% of the other players in the league aren't tested randomly, and so he's tested randomly as much as 10 times every 2 weeks. So those things always concern you, but as far as his availability for this coming Sunday, I think it's great.
Jerry, I want to put Randy aside because I know you guys are limited on information you get. But part of that report from Adam Schefter was that the league is maybe looking the other way or not cracking down on some positive tests that they're getting. I found that to be kind of surprising and even shocking. What do you? How much credence do you put into that? What do you make of that part of the report?
I think that's the same writer that thought that Gregory was had an issue. I wouldn't make much of it. I don't think these reports have much. I don't think these reports have any substance at all, if you really want to know the truth about it.
Jerry Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan.
It's really not good that you can have these kinds of issues and have it speculated on, and that in and of itself makes it look to everyone that there's something there. But I've seen too many times the media make these assertions or make these have this kind of prognosis and it be nothing but pulling it out of the air.
What were your thoughts on the game?
Well, I think that we're healthy. We've got help on the way with Woods. We've got help on the way with Irving. We've got a lot of good things to look forward to, and I think that's the way you look at season. You put it on balance. Some teams are dealing with some pretty serious losses after their first weekend, or some people went into the season with some unavailability of some key players for the entire duration. Obviously, you can have a good game the first game and not know how you're going to be playing as you move on into the season. Last year, for instance, we had a real good game the first game and went out to Denver with Zeke and everybody and stunk it up. So I think either way you plan on, if you don't play well enough to win, you plan on with what you have available. The good news is we didn't leave anything back in Carolina relative to the health of our team, availability of our team, and we really did get disappointed. That'll cause intensity in the areas that we can do better, and that's football.
Is Xavier Woods going to play this week?
I don't know, but he's getting closer to playing.
Jerry Jones joining us here at 105 Through the Fan. The way the preseason was set up, you guys really sat a lion's share of your offense, and I think it showed with some rust this weekend. Did the preseason format and the setup really hurt you guys, you think, week one?
I think generally, because of the way we're doing preseason, which is limiting contact throughout the league, as a rule, limiting numbers of practices throughout the league, practices that really create continuity, which is padded practices that have some contact in them with full team makeups, full rosters out on the field at the same time. I think all of those things take its toll on preparation, on continuity, but I think it's made up for, really do think it's made up for availability. And in my view, availability of players is real close to being right there with the talent of players, because they can't have talent and it doesn't do you any good if it's on the sideline. So I think availability is a key. You know, these seasons are 2 to 2.5 college seasons long. They really, if you think about it, a player comes in as a freshman, and the equivalent of the games that we play, including the preseason games, are like finishing up in the middle of your junior year. And so you play a lot of games. There's a lot of adjustment as you take the journey and to get to where you're trying to go. We'd love to be trite to have won that game in Carolina. It'd been a big win. We were an underdog going in. Would have been a big win for us, and with a young team, a nice springboard. But it didn't happen. What you have to do is take these feelings, these mistakes, and you have to improve those, and you have to get better when you lose a ball game. And I'll assure you, they're working to do that.
Jerry, you know, we're watching the game on TV, and the camera does cut away to you quite a bit during the game, and it shows, you know, you and Steven and your family watching the game there, and there's obvious frustration on your face watching the offense. What was going through your head with some of the offensive struggles the team had?
I think that I kept thinking on the next possession that it would look like it did in, let's say, preseason when we had our first group in there against most of the time, those first two or three games against the other team's first group. And we put together well-coordinated drives and went down the field. I was pretty pleased with when our first group was in preseason against the other first teams. So I thought there was going to be some of that. Let me, though, give one salient. There's one salient thing. Carolina is a heck of a defense. And we knew we were going to have trouble really in the middle with those guys. And so when you get behind the chains on those guys on any possession, then you've got really a challenge on getting that thing back to where you can do what exactly you want to do. So anyway, I just thought we would, on next possession, every time, start putting it together.
Jerry Jones joining us, brought to you by Four with Sean and RJ, every Tuesday on the home of America's Team, 105.3 The Fan. In the offseason, we all talked about Dak friendly. You had suggested, you know, maybe some tinkering with the offense, putting in things he's more comfortable with. I think the fans were looking for a little bit of creativity. Were you satisfied with the changes or the level of creativity of the Cowboys offense against the Panthers, Jerry?
We started off with some run-pass option that we worked on in the offseason pretty extensively. We started that off. They were doing a good job. We were doing a good job of making mistakes and stopping the opportunity to run what we wanted to run. In other words, our mistakes dictated us having to really adjust what we might have been doing had we been going down the field. Now, that really is a kind of a generic statement. But I felt it at any time that I looked at particular matchups out there when I watched the game. I looked for what we're doing. I didn't see early Dak having any issues with what he was doing relative to looking downfield. I just saw a behind-the-chains Dak that can compromise any quarterback.
When you you watch all the other games, because we always recap it with you the next morning, when you watch like the Rams or the Chiefs, do you look at their offenses and say, you know, let's incorporate a little bit more of that? Or are you guys just built differently to where it's just got to be a different style with the run game?
No. I think you can look at people who have good offensive lines, a good running game. That game last night with the Rams, watched every play. You saw when they got the run going, you saw it opening up for the quarterback. Quarterback had a couple of hundred yards. When you get it going, when you get the run going and you get some, they'll do it differently. I think we have a dimension in Dak that in being able to run the ball. You saw what Cam Newton does with that. Norv Turner, who's as traditional of can be as traditional a play caller as you can ever imagine, was doing a great job of using Cam. You really, if you look, you can see what most teams do on each side of the ball in every game you watch. And I'm not saying everybody does the same thing. I'm just saying you can see parts of what you do. We've got a quarterback that is somewhere between the one that you saw with the Rams last night and somewhere and Cam Newton. And he can do some of what both of those guys do. And you're going to see it. And we'll get out there and we'll use Zeke. We'll use a offensive line. That's one of our strengths. We've got a couple of new guys in there. Our center played really well. Frankly, our guard did some very good things. He had a couple of times that he had some problems, but those guys in the middle of that Carolina defensive line would give anybody problems.
True. Jerry, when do you start, or are you concerned with Dak's accuracy?
Well, not from the standpoint of long haul. He had a couple of throws there the other day that if you really analyze them, you can see that he was in a little of no man's land, the one where he could have tucked it up, maybe gotten the first down, or when he threw and missed Jarwin. But that's not enough to in any way start getting concerned about the next game, the next season. You see him at practice, you see him in the past, you see him do those things. There's an old adage in looking and evaluating a player. If you've seen them do it a few times, they can do it. And if you've seen them do it, well, frankly, all of our fans have seen Dak do it. Well, you know it's there. You know he's got it to get done. And you know he does protect the ball. And if you notice some of the games over the weekend, some of these teams had trouble protecting the ball. The boys up at Pittsburgh had their share of interceptions. Last night, the Detroit quarterback had a lot of interceptions. Protecting that ball can be an undoing as well. Well, until the very last play, when we were desperate, frankly, but I'm not giving an excuse, we protected that ball. Dak protected that ball. That's going to help us with the way this team is built.
Jerry, you mentioned Cam Newton's name in comparisons with some of the things that Dak can do, and I see a similarity there as well. Do you guys think you guys are utilizing his athleticism enough, though? Cam runs the ball quite a bit more, gets a little bit more rush yards. You think you guys are utilizing Dak's athleticism enough?
Yes, I do. He's a part of threatening the defense with his running ability. That's Cam Newton. He can do that. Does that causes you to have to do some things defensively that can compromise you in the passing game? We do that, and we've. By the way, I thought upon review yesterday, our receivers did not play bad. They did get separation. I take issue with that. They did get separation. We just didn't get the ball to them.
Jerry, finally, you know the 0-2 stat. Does that add much more urgency or pressure for the Giants coming into Arlington Sunday night?
Well, we lost our first two games in one year when we won the Super Bowl, and that does really put added pressure early on the team. I'm not saying anything is comparable to those years, but we did lose our first two games, our second Super Bowl that I got to be a part of. And at the end of the day, it's what happens at the end. I was reading where Coach Landry and Roger lost their first game and far back as 1971 and won the Super Bowl. And so I think the thing is that you just can't. It'd be ridiculous. Just let's say that we had won that game in Carolina. It would have been a huge victory against that team at home. But we can't at that time say, boy, we've got the makings here of something very special and not do the things that we need to be doing anyway. And that is this early in the season is getting our feet up under us, doing the kinds of things that prepare us for this journey, which is this football season. But we've got players, we've got a great attitude. You have that, especially with the young team. We've got health at a knock on wood, because that can change on the next play. We've got a lot of things, and Ben Franklin, I've been told, would get up every morning and make his list. On the left side, he'd put all the good things. On the right side, he'd put all the bad things. And if the good things outweighed the bad things, he'd jump up and go to his day. And most of the time, you can bet with Ben Franklin, it weighed on the good side.
Jerry Jones with Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. Oh, what'd you think of Witten in the broadcast booth?
Thought he was outstanding. Just outstanding. He's got such credibility. He should have it. He's earned it. And he just had a presence there. You obviously saw how he had done his homework, and I'll assure you no one's going to outwork him. And I thought he was relaxed, and I thought it was a good situation for him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.